Are you depending on luck to get to heaven? Some people are depending on luck or good works. The Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us needs a Savior. Thankfully, God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that your sins and mine could be forgiven. Repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. He is the one and only way to salvation.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To. This is very much needed in our culture today. It's even very much needed in the church today, because sadly, in some cases, in many cases, there's little difference between actually looking at the lifestyles of those who live in the church and those who live outside the church, or in the world, if you will. And really, God is calling us to have a biblical worldview. He's calling us to look at the Word of God, to look at His Word as our standard for truth for every single subject, and to apply His Word to our lives, to, in fact, hide His Word in our hearts so that we might not sin against Him. That is what the psalmist said in Psalm 119. It's also what Jesus did and what He practiced, how He was able to resist temptation. And Jesus instructed those who believed in Him to abide in His Word. And He said, if you abide in My Word, what does it mean to abide? It means to live in. So if we live in the Word of God, if we're reading the Bible, if we're meditating upon it, memorizing it, hiding it in our hearts, if it shapes our worldview, if we look through every issue of life through the lens of the Bible, if we're actually pondering upon it, thinking about it, meditating upon it, muttering. Meditation literally means to mutter, to go around actually speaking the Word of God. And today we have so many ways that we can consume the Word of God. You can actually listen. If you have an Alexa, or if you have a Google speaker, you can actually listen to the Word of God through that. I listen to the Word of God through Audible. It's a program. It's an app. It used to be something that was their own company, but then Amazon bought them. But they have the Bible. Of course, you can listen to other things through Audible as well. But I listen to God's Word through the Bible, or through Audible. And I actually listen to it, and I'm able to hear it. I have a dramatized version of the King James. I also have a dramatized version of the New King James that I listen to. There are so many ways. When I was a kid, a teenager, my parents bought me a cassette tape series of the New Testament, the dramatized New Testament. And back in those days, some of the people listening won't even know really what a cassette is. But in those days, it was a tape that you could listen to audio. And I actually had, again, the Bible. And I would play this in my room. And I had a auto-reverse tape player. When it would get to the end of the tape, it would automatically start playing the other side of the tape. And then when it would get back to the beginning, it would automatically reverse and play back to the beginning. And I got to where, I'm not saying this to brag, it's just something that I did. I got to where I was able to know what passage was coming up based on what I was hearing, based on the background noise, because I had heard it so many times. And you have that ability. We have that ability so much more today than we had even back then. Today we carry around smartphones, many of us. And some people tell me that they're not smart enough to use a smartphone, but many people know how to use certain apps on a smartphone. Certainly many people know how to play solitaire on a smartphone. If you can learn how to play solitaire on a smartphone, you can learn how to listen to the Bible on a smartphone. And so it's important that we utilize some of this technology to actually listen to the Word of God. And you can actually link up your smartphone to many vehicles today. Many car stereo systems come with Bluetooth, and you can actually connect your phone to your Bluetooth and play the Bible through that. You can also, if you don't have that, if your car is older and doesn't have that, there are adapters, Bluetooth adapters, that actually rebroadcast on an FM signal. And you can actually listen to the Bible while you're driving. There's so many ways that we can actually listen to the Word of God. Think about things that you do. Maybe while washing clothes, or while making some food, or while taking out the trash, you can actually listen to the Word of God. So if we abide in the Word of God, Jesus says, if you abide in my Word, you will be my disciples indeed. What is a disciple? It's a disciplined follower. We can discipline ourselves to follow God, to follow Christ, if we abide in His Word. His Word is truth, and that truth will set us free. And that's what He went on to say. We will know the truth. How would we know the truth? Because we're abiding in the Word, and the Word is truth, and that truth will set us free. What will it set us free from? It'll set us free from sin. Every one of us is a sinner, and we need to repent of our sins. We need to accept Jesus Christ, His blood, to cleanse our sins and to set us free from that sin and to help us live lives that are worthy of the calling of Jesus Christ. And we need to do so. So I challenge you, get into the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, apply it to your life, and allow God's Word to revolutionize your life and to set you free. So we've been looking at the Word of God and seeing what God says about physical intimacy. And what we see in the Bible is that God actually created physical intimacy for our pleasure and enjoyment, obviously for procreation as well. And by the way, that's probably why it's so joyful and pleasurable, is that God wants to encourage people to actually participate in it so that they can have more children. But God has designed this to actually be in the confines of marriage. And it's amazing that two people that are married to each other and are faithful to each other can engage in physical intimacy all they want, as long as they remain faithful to each other and they're not going out and actually being promiscuous with others, and they weren't promiscuous before they were married. They don't have any worry about venereal diseases. But people that go out and are promiscuous actually do have a concern of contracting venereal diseases. So God has designed this for our pleasure, but He's also designed it to be utilized and to be enjoyed in the confines of marriage. And that means that if you're not married yet, that you are to wait until marriage. How do you wait until marriage? How could you possibly do that? Well, what does the Bible teach? What have we been talking about? How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. How did Jesus resist temptation? By taking heed according to the Word of God. He hid God's word in his heart that he might not sin against God. When the devil tempted him, he didn't have to kind of think and ponder and say, well, you know, what are you saying? Is this right? I kind of remember hearing the priest say this one time, hearing the pastor mention this one time. He didn't have to go and run and try to look up a passage. He knew the response that he needed. He knew not only the Word of God, but he knew how it fit together because he had been a student of the Word of God. And that was in a day when the only form of the Bible that was available was actually handwritten. Every single letter was written by hand. If there was one mistake made, the entire scroll was torn up and thrown away. There was no autocorrect. There was no backspacing. There was no deleting. There was no editing. If you made a mistake, if the person made a mistake, you had to get rid of it. Today, we have the Word of God freely available. If you're looking for it in print, you can find it for free in most cases. You can go to many hotels and you'll have it for free. You can go to many hospitals and you'll have it for free. Again, you can go to your smartphone. There are apps that are completely free. I mentioned Audible. Audible's not free, but there are Bible apps where you can read the Bible. You can search. You actually have, you know, I remember when I was a teenager and even in my early 20s using a concordance. And we had this Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, and they kind of called it that because if you weren't very strong, you would get exhausted just picking it up. It was really big, really thick, and you actually, it would have a word, and it would tell you every place that word was in the Bible. Today, you don't need any of that. All you need is a smartphone. All you need is your computer. Go to BibleGateway.com. There's the Bible Gateway app. There are other Bible apps you can get on your phone. You can actually do a search, and you can see every place a particular passage is. You can see this, and you can learn this. And so we need to be on a regular basis preparing ourselves for temptation and empowering ourselves to resist temptation by listening to, hearing, reading, memorizing, meditating upon, muttering, abiding in God's Word so that we can be set free from sin. And we've been going over and looking at Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 5 is one of the passages in Proverbs. There are many of them where Solomon trains his son to avoid the traps of an immoral woman. And as we've mentioned in this series, if you're a woman, if you're a young woman or an older woman that's not married, or maybe even is married, but you know God wants you to be faithful to your spouse, you could flip this and look at an immoral, you know, talk about it, you know, being avoiding an immoral man, because certainly there are many immoral men as well. Also, when we look at this, we need to realize that we ourselves need to be moral people ourselves. We need to not be a wicked woman or not be a wicked man. We need to actually not defraud one another. The Bible talks about that in the New Testament, not defrauding one another, dealing faithfully and uprightly with someone of the opposite sex, not putting a stumbling block in front of your brother or sister, and actually not taking advantage of someone that God has placed in your life for edification, not for you to actually use. So we see in Proverbs 5, and we'll go quickly over the first part of it because we've gone over this a few times before, but you see here Solomon warning and advising his son, urging his son to pay attention to wisdom, to lend his ear to understanding. And so you see a contrast, comparisons and contrast in the book of Proverbs of listening to wisdom, listening to understanding versus listening to other issues in other voices. And so what we're seeing here is paying attention to wisdom and lending our ear to understanding. If we pay attention to wisdom, if we lend our ear to understanding, then what can actually happen is we can actually, we'll actually preserve discretion. So discretion is actually where we can see a problem or see a temptation and actually avoid it or even protect ourselves from that. And you see here that our lips may keep knowledge. So Solomon wants his son's lips to keep knowledge. And he goes on and says that the lips of an immoral woman drip honey. Her mouth is smoother than oil. So we talked last week, you know, not everyone in America eats honey, but really we all eat something sweet. So it may be maybe a dessert of some sort. It may be a lot of times it's sugar, but whether it's honey, sugar, or whatever, we all know what it's like to eat something sweet, and it's something that is enticing. It's something that we want to have. It's something that's pleasurable, and so he's saying here, he's showing that an immoral woman drips, the lips of an immoral woman drip honey. She's alluring. It would seem like she's someone that you would want to spend time with and something that would be sweet to the taste. And you see here, her mouth is smoother than oil. Oil was a very big part of their diet. And obviously, oil is a big part of, sometimes too much, a big part of Americans' diets as well. Things taste better with fat. Things taste better with something to sweeten it. And so he's warning that the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, her mouth is smoother than oil, but he advises his son to look at the end. In the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her life, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. And so really, to look at things in a biblical worldview, to see things the way God sees it, we need to not look at the lips that drip honey and to not look at the mouth that's smoother than oil. We need to not look, as the Bible says in another passage in Proverbs, to not look at the allurement of a woman who lacks discretion, but to realize that the end is bitter as wormwood and sharp as a two-edged sword. So this is a direct comparison to lips that keep or lips that drip honey and a mouth that's smoother than oil. In the end, she's bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword, and her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell. There's physical consequences to disobeying God, especially sexually. The Bible says in the New Testament that he who sins sexually sins against his own body. And so there's a physical consequence to actually sinning sexually. Her steps lay hold of hell. And lest you ponder, and by the way, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the Bible lists several sins that if you practice these sins, that you will not inherit the kingdom of God. One of those sins is fornication, which is a broad term of sexual immorality. Another is adultery. And another is homosexuality. And if you practice these sins habitually, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you are committing these sins and you continue to commit these and you don't repent of your sins, that you actually will continue and you will actually go to this place of ending up in hell. Literally, very literally, the end, her steps lay hold of hell. By the way, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 gives hope, and the Bible gives hope. As the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6 says, not only those the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, but he also says, and such were some of you. So if you have sinned sexually, if you've sinned even in your mind but not outwardly, well, Jesus said that that's committing adultery. And so we realize that the commandment of God is affects our mind, not just our physical actions. So we need to repent of our sins and cry out to God and apply biblical principles. Get into the Word of God, meditate upon it, abide in it, so that we can be set free from sin, so that we can say, and such were some of you. I used to be that, but I'm not that anymore, and I can live according to God's commandments. I can keep His precepts because I'm abiding in the Word of God. And so going on, he says, you do not know them, therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. So he's saying, listen to me, and don't depart from my words. Don't follow what someone else says. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. So this is being discreet. This is actually looking and avoiding temptation. It's the alcoholic not going and having lunch in a bar and expecting to not drink and possibly get drunk. It's someone who actually has a problem with sexual sin, just avoiding the places where they know that someone would be there that would be alluring and that would be open to actually spending being intimate with them. One of the things, you know, that you need to look at is, hey, don't hang out at parties. You know, don't go where people are getting drunk, where they lose their inhibition and then they're willing to do things that they wouldn't do ordinarily. And you need to actually take precaution to avoid even placing yourself in a position where you will be tempted, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. So there's a consequence to this in actually giving honor to others and years to the cruel one. And you see a lot of people, men and women today, wasting big parts of their lives because they're not obeying this principle and this passage. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labor go to the house of foreigners. So we talked about how actually some of these sexual sins actually have national consequences, where God's judgment actually comes upon a nation, and you actually see foreigners coming in and possessing lands. And this happened to the nation of Israel as they practiced sexual immorality and as they gave their sons and their daughters up to demons. What is happening in America today? Well, we have sexual immorality and we have abortion, which is a result quite often. It's the solution for sexual immorality quite often, when people are doing whatever they want to do with whomever they want to do so without realizing that there are consequences. And then all of a sudden, one of the consequences is a preborn child. They go to the abortion mill and actually pay an abortionist to kill their preborn child. This is sin. It's a sin that brings national judgment, including, and for the nation of Israel, it meant them going into captivity. And Solomon here is warning his son about this. And he goes on, and you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed. So you see here the consequences of this sin. The venereal diseases. And you say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. So you see here, what we're looking at here is the consequences of sin. You see, again, the physical consequences of sin and the result here of not listening to instruction, of not listening to teachers, not obeying the voice of teachers, nor inclining his ear to hear instruction. Being on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation, even coming into church and realizing how much of a waste you have made your life by departing from God's precepts and doing things your own way. And again, God does give repentance. God gives forgiveness. And let me go over and let's read that 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. So if you are listening today and you are committing fornication, if you are committing idolatry, adultery, homosexuality, sodomy, if you are stealing, even stealing from your boss by goofing off at work instead of doing the work you're supposed to do, if you are being covetous or a drunkard or a reviler or an extortioner, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. But you can repent of your sins. You can cry out to God, ask Him to forgive you. You can apply God's word to your life. You can meditate on His word. You can abide in His word that you might be His disciple indeed, that you might know the truth, that the truth might set you free. And then you can be a part of those that Paul said, and such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So you see here that there's a redemption that God offers where He can set you free from your sin. You don't have to go through life saying, hey, you know what, I've made a mess of my life, and cry out to God and be set free from that sin so that you can know God.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
Are you depending on luck to get to heaven? Some people are depending on luck or good works. The Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us needs a Savior. Thankfully, God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that your sins and mine could be forgiven. Repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. He is the one and only way to salvation.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Closed in, I was alone, but you found me where I was hiding, and now I'll never ever be the same. this voice.